Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lunishvah, Sam Yakushom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makkos Daf Tes. The Gemara in Edom and Amud Beis explains, the reason there was more Ore Miklot in Ever Hayarden, there was more towns of Miklot, of shelter, there in the other side of the Yarden, even though there was less people there, is because B'Gilot Shechichi Roitzchim. There's a lot of murderers in Gilot, and you mainly have to have Ore Miklot. Now, the obvious question that everybody asks is that the murderers were killing Bemezit. In Gilot, there was many murderers Bemezit. What does that have to do with people that kill B'Shoykik? Ori Miklot doesn't work for people that kill Bemezit, only for people that kill B'Shoykik. So why do you have many Ori Miklot if there's a lot of murderers Bemezit? So Tosis already asked this question. And Tosis answers that the Gemara is going to tell us later, that when a person kills B'mezid without Asro, without Edim, so how does a Kosh Baruch Hu is Mesoiviv that he will be punished? He'll bring someone who killed B'shoikik, and they will be coming to the same punduk, to the same hotel. And the one who kills B'shoikik, by mistake, will fall on the person who killed B'mezid and kill him. That's how the person who kills B'mezid is punished, and the one who kills B'shoikik, he does it in front of many people, he goes to Golos. So meaning the way that a person who kills a mazid is punished is through someone who kills a b'shoykik. So for every murder of a mazid, you need to have a murder of a b'shoykik to punish him. That's how the Maharsho explains the thesis. And that's one answer why you need many Ore Miklot in a place where you have killers of a mazid. The Ramban in Chumash, and also over here, says that the reason is that many times people that kill B'mezid, they pretend to do it B'shoikik. They're actually intending to kill people, but then they show themselves as if they're killing B'shoikik. So whenever you have many murderers B'mezid, that increases the murderers B'shoikik because the people that kill B'mezid pretend to be B'shoikik. So Ma'aral in the Gurari brings this Ramban and disagrees. He says, according to that, we're adding Ore Miklot to help the murderers B'mezid to pretend to do B'shoikik. That doesn't seem to be the right reason to have Ore Miklot. So the Maharal brings two other explanations. The first one, he brings the name of his brother Sinai. The Maharal had a brother named Sinai. And the brother said the following answer. Similar to the Cheshbon and the Tosis, just from another direction. He says, really, the number of people that kill B'shoikik in Gilod is statistically the same as the ones that kill in other places. But how does a person that kills B'shoikik go to Golos? Many times people didn't know that he killed B'shoikik. So as the Gemara said, like, come on, Kosh Baruch is mezamen lepunduk echod, someone will kill B'mezid, someone will kill B'shoikik. The one who killed B'shoikik will kill the one who B'mezid by mistake. So in order to make sure that all the people that go to B'shoikik, that kill B'shoikik, go to the Golos, go to your Miklot, you need to have someone who kills B'mezid in order for the one who B'shoikik to kill him in front of other people. So in Gilo, there's so many killers B'mezid. There's more opportunities to bring the killer B'shoikik to go to Golos by killing someone that is Chayav Miso in front of other people. But in other locations, there's not that many murderers. So many people that are Chayav Golos don't end up going to Golos. So relatively speaking, there's more people going to Golos in Gilo because there's more of an opportunity to prove that in public. The second explanation of the Maharal is the famous explanation on this Inyan that the minute people kill B'mezid, so in melee, the whole idea of Ritzich of murder becomes very lenient. People don't take it as seriously. So in melee, people don't take it as seriously, it causes that there will be more killers B'shoikik. And the whole matzav, the whole attitude towards Ritzicho is more light. And the Maharal adds more, it seems to be part of the same answer. That why specifically Gilot? Why do we, as the Ramban himself asks, how do we know that in advance? Because Gilad is a place which naturally raises people that have a tendency to Ritzicha. So there are people that have the tendency to do B'mezit, and immediately there's other people that have the tendency to do B'shoikik. It's all part of the issue in this place that murder is not taken so seriously. Another explanation is brought down to Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayos over here, and so brings the Igros Moshe, Choshvei Mishpat Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Zayin. Because people take murder not as seriously, so it will be much more common that a Goel Adam will kill the murderer. Usually, people don't want to kill. So even though someone killed some of a relative, the goyel adam maybe not be won't be so quick to kill him. But in Gila, the murder is something that people take very lightly. Goyel adam will kill much more often, and therefore you need to have a ori miklat close by so the tzach will be able to run there. Because if it won't run, there's much more of a danger that the goyel adam will catch the tzach. And finally, we'll bring the answer that says of Yonison Ibishitz in his Avas Yonison. So he brings the name of the Sefer HaZoyar. That why a person who kills B'Shoigig needs Kapara? Because the person kills B'Shoigig, it occurs to him because he killed B'Mezit. Ein Adam Nechshal B'Shoigig, Elim Ken also B'Mezit. So he made a Begila, the Shechichi Roitzchi B'Mezit, they will have a lot of killing B'Shoigig, because anybody who kills B'Mezit will kill B'Shoigig as well. These are some of the answers on this question. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.